Blog Talk Radio.
Nick of time, I found love. What a we gonna do?
don't you dare deny him. The God of all of the worlds has evolved us into a manifestation of Black Power Radio. And welcome to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host tonight, Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar, rocking the mic from Washington, D.C. It's a bit potentially a fair city. Oh, my. We are just so happy to be with you tonight and blessed to bring you the best of views and the best of news. And we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. And as we have lined up all of our folks, once again, on Mondays, we have our smartphone people on the first row, and all of the dumb phones are lined up on the second row. We have our Androids on the third row, and there's our host. We have 10 paranoid phones on the fourth row tonight, and we're happy to have all the paranoid folks in the house. And all you have to do on the paranoid row is just buckle your seatbelt and just sit back and enjoy the ride. You only had another episode of Black Power Radio where we give you more of what you actually listen to Black Power Radio for. And we're right here with all our soccer moms are back in the aisles. Yep, back near the seventh row. I see a row. There's four, five, six, seven soccer moms are in the house, and we're happy to have them as well. As we move on back and we see those that have, oh, yes, the Tiger Woods folks are there. They're going on to the, you think you're going to get a green jacket? Well, they're going to Augusta, Georgia for the tournaments, and potentially one of them may even land a green jacket tonight. Soccer moms and all of the golf folks and all the Serena fans are right there on the tennis row. Back in the ninth row, we have all the Serena Williams. And, there's two Venus Williams. There's three Serena and two. The Williams Sisters fans are there, a combination of five, and we're happy to have them alive and well as well right here tonight on Black Power Radio. By whatever means you came in tonight, some came in on their laptops, and there are four laptops on the they're in the 11th row, but there are four laptops in the 11th row. And we're getting to the desktop folks. Only three desktop folks tonight, but we're happy to have them, and they just came in. Yes, there's your drop top Jag and the Ferrari with the convertible top. And there's the Porsche folks are right there. Three Porsches in a row, believe it or not. They're right here on Black Power Radio tonight. And we're waxing coast to coast, don't you know, giving you more of what you listen to radio, your Black Power Radio. And we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, cell phone, smartphone, dumb phone, paranoid, Android. By whatever means, we're just so damn glad that you're here tonight with us, rocking us some Black Power Radio. Without any delay whatsoever, we're going to go straight to Rikers Island and pick up Brother Abdullah's right out there in the nose-bleeding seats. We have Brother Abdullah from Rikers Island, and we're happy to have you. Welcome to Black Power Radio. You're live, and tonight's subject is you don't know our struggle, and you can't name our hustle. Black Power, Black Power. And a strong Black military, so we can black that call in Brooklyn, Bronx, and all over Harlem.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Brother Abdullah, Sister Field Marshal, Black Power. Happy to hear you, sir. Black Power.
How you doing, my brothers? How you doing out there, my brothers? Well, if you don't understand
Fine
the struggle
yourself.
Until they're walking our feet, you know? We got to walk in our feet to know our struggle, man, because we struggle hard, man, to get where we at. Every hardship there's ease, but every comfort there's ease. You have to go through struggle. You have to. So you can get that ease in later in life. And it's tough, but the battle is sure as fun, Akbar. The Honorable Akbar. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power, everybody out there.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we're happy to hear you on Black Power Radio, Brother Abdullah. And give us a little bit of the upcoming and some of the current events. A guy like you can reach right in the past and grab one and drop it.
We're
live
right
on Black Power Radio.
This building I'm in, C95 AMKC is about to shut down because they were really rallying the call to close Rikers. And I'll be moving to another building. I don't know what building yet. Within the Rikers Island vicinity. But I want to say we should also say Free Hannibal as well. We should put our all Free Hannibal banner to Free Hannibal, Black Power. And
Black Power.
I'll be home soon, very shortly, soon. August 8th is the date, the projected date. August 8th, God willing. And I can't wait to get them boots on ground, boots on ground.
Right. We'll be happy to have your boots on the ground and give that shout out for Brother Hannibal and Brother Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, one of the longest outstanding prisoners.
Right.
And Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, H. Rob Brown, and we might as well put one in for Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Mumia, right. And Leonard Peltier, the Native Brother, American Indian Movement. Leonard Peltier, let's give a shout.
Black
let's
power.
Give them Black Power to them, Black Power. And rest in
and
power
most
again.
Of our people, especially among the Bougies, do not know any of our political. I have to say that with emphasis
right.
tonight. They don't even know one political person. I'm telling you, and I teach and preach to the Bougies at least once a week, and they don't know not one single political prisoner as a collector. And not all crash dummies, but when it comes down to this political prisoner issue, it's just few and far between, and we got to put it right there where the ghosts can get it, and we got to keep it real.
Right.
And so we're inviting all of those in the drop top and the that one with the rag top portions and all. We want them to know that, yeah, we got political prisoners, too. And you got to lend your wings down and row in some of those
right,
that
right.
you know are struggling behind the wall and work with them. Don't just stay in your portion for the rest of your life. Don't live in your mansion.
That's right.
Don't extend
right.
a helping hand to your fellow man. And that's my appeal to the Bougies for tonight. As we go on and just reach out, we're going out there on that west side, Brother Abdullah. Hope you don't mind. We pick up our beloved.
Wait. I want to say one more thing. Wait, one more thing.
Go ahead. Drop it like it's hot. It's too hot to hold, so you might as well drop it like it's hot. Go ahead.
All right. The Field Marshal Department says every regional and local, continue your nightly weekend patrols on the street. Do your community service. Continue helping out the community with your patrol, nightly patrols. We definitely need it. Regional and local. Black Power on that. That's about it. And big shout out to Double Law. What up? Black Power, Double Law.
Black Power,
Lightning
Black Power.
And all of you.
And one thing, and I'm just saying to you straight up, brothers, that you, no matter how you critique Brother Abdullah, he is one of the strongest activists in America, period. And he always makes his moves, always keeps it live, stays plugged into the party, always makes his donations, always makes contributions to the verbal, always early on time, first to arrive, last to leave, as we go to Double R out there on that west side. And we're going to pick them up tonight, and we're going to slam dunk a few, but we are definitely going to drop it like it's hot. So welcome to the airways, Brother Double R, and we're so happy to have you on that west side from L.A., California, Brother Double R, our chairman and state chairman out there in the state of California. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Oh, peace and blessings, brother. Peace and blessing,
my brother.
Hey, brother. Hey, yeah. First of all, man, let me correct this real quick. Let me. I owe you guys an apology for yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I was out of line. I like to offer olive bread right there to my big brother, Black Lightning. You know, I was out of line, my brother. You know, this radio station is a refuge for me. Y'all just don't know how much I look forward to getting on here. You know what I'm saying? It's very good for me to listen to brothers and me to get stuff off my chest. And I know I don't do it the right way sometimes, but let me just put that and let that be water under the bridge. And I vow to these brothers and sisters on here that I will never get out of line again. Okay, now, brother, it's a blessing for you to say you got your date, August 8th, man. That's a blessing, brother. Keep your head up, 10 toes down, man. You just around the corner from getting out here. Boots going to be on the ground, you feel me?
Yes,
yeah, man, I just wanted to say that, get that off my chest, man, and let y'all know I dropped the ball yesterday. But I tell you what, Double R is back. You know what I'm saying? And I vow to my brothers and sisters to respect everybody on this line. I yield Black.
All right. That's like Black Power. Double R is a stand-up guy in California, and it's been a long, long time since a Panther stood up, since Huey P., since Fred Hampton, and since little Bobby Hutton and those that have sacrificed their lives for the Panther work, and Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad, again, a doctor, I call him the Dr. Hashim Akhenaten and Zinger. And there's so many more that have stood up for this and battle. Dr. D.K. Brown, I have to mention him, a man who shot up the city of Dallas because of built up 100% dissatisfaction with everything that was going on around him. He was our National Minister of Defense as well. And Brother D.K. Brown, sometimes you got to give a shout-out for those behind the wall and those that are not standing tall at this hour. But they stood for us when we could not stand for ourselves, as we know in the person of Brother D.K. Brown, also in the person of our General and Major Black. Major Black stood up for us and held that line for us when we weren't holding the line and standing up for ourselves. So we must give an extended shout-out to all of those out there that have stood for this Black Panther work in the person of Fred Hampton, in the person of Mark Clark, in the person of H. Rap Brown, Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, in the person of the Honorable Stokely Carmichael, the one you know as Dr. Kwame Ture, and in the person of all of those from the Cleaver-wise, Brown-wise, all of those that were the wives of Marshal Eddie Conway, and all of these wives we stood up for, the wife of Imam Jamil Abdul Alameen, Sister Karima, in these recent years, because he's been incarcerated for years, and we must give the right acknowledgement and tip the right hat and then tip the right waiter and put some investment of time and money and energy into our political prisoners, because of people who fail to recognize and invest in their political prisoners at least some time. If they don't have money, they have to go in their heart and get something and give it to a political prisoner. Oh, you got to wake it up tonight and shake it up and shake out like we're supposed to shake out. Because, again, Brother Double R, you know there's been so many terrible things, Brother Double R, that has been done to us, man. And we know in the person of Brother Shangor, in the person of Black Lightning, in the person of National Chief of Staff Ezreal, in the person of Dr. Truth Bay, and others that are on this line and that frequent this line, that keep Black Power Radio alive. This is not no job. This is our lifeline to reparations, our lifeline to the Black Revolution. For I am a Black revolutionary. I have no choice. If I come in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, we have no choice but to be a Black revolution. Black Power? Black Power. Black Power. With a strong Black revolution to back it. And for I am what? A Black revolutionary.
A Black revolutionary.
For I am.
I am a black revolutionary.
To service the people at this hour, to bring Black revolution, because Black revolution, according to the teaching of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, is the only solution to the problems that we are faced with at this hour. And I say for that, Black Power and a strong Black revolution.
You have 1 minute left.
And the only way we can do anything for our ancestors is through divine Black revolution. And I give that minute up for Brother Abdullah in his closing remarks, contacts, et cetera, Abdullah. Black Power.
Black Power to all. Black Power to everybody on the Central Committee. Black Power to everybody for all over the world, all over the country, our international chapters. Thank you all for supporting us and helping us continue this legacy of Khalid Muhammad. But remember, we got to continue to work. He said one man revolutionary is another man terrorist. So remember that. So we got to. And he also said before he left, he said enough Negro stuff. So let's stop with this Negro shit and let's get to work. Enough Negro stuff. And that's Black Power.
Power and enough Negro stuff. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And pick our hat, tip our kufi, our hat, and if they have any type of other headdress.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
You may have to untie your headdress at this hour and tie a knot for the revolution and tip it on up for our extended community into the international community. And we're right on this line many, many, many nights. Our Black brothers and sisters in Uganda, our Black brothers and sisters in Ghana, West Africa, our Black brothers and sisters in Azania, in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, and our Black brothers and sisters, Brother Chairman Alfred, right there in Sierra Leone, who is just rallying the call for Black revolution and bringing up chapters out of Africa. You didn't think there would be a need for a Black Panther chapter on the continent of Africa. Some say our Kibulan, but my, the same snake that's biting right in L.A., he's biting in Seattle, Washington. He's biting in Portland, Oregon. He's biting in Oak Town in San Francisco. And we usually have our brother Fred on this line. He come out of Vallejo and Fairfield in the suburbs of Oakland, San Francisco. We can feel your pain when you get down there by Bakersfield, huh? And you get in the Mojave Desert. And Brother Shangori always teaches how you have to cross that, woo, that Death Valley, my, Death Valley, and get to the other side sometime. And in crossing Death Valley from Vegas to L.A., we know it's
number by going to
a hell of a ride when you're riding from L.A., Los Angeles County, California, all the way to Vegas, Vegas County, going into Nevada, where those people have taken charge of the land and taken charge over there, huh, my. And they're taking charge of their property in view and took the whole state for the gamblers of Nevada. Roughed off again the whole state of Utah for the Mormons. And they said that we're black and unfit to serve in their church. Matter of fact, they said at one point you were unfit to even come in their church after you built it on slave labor and the crops and the survival tactics of the African people on the land. They took and roughed off the Salt Lake, roughed off the property, roughed off the Salt Palace, roughed off the Mormon Temple, the LDS, the Latter-day Saint Temple, and told you ain't even fit to come in their church. So we're just extending the olive branches tonight. We're going to show some love and some spiritualism because we got to pray our way sometimes, brother and sister, to get out of this mess. Fannie Lou Hamer preached a clear sermon and let them know that, yes, if you're born in America, you south of the Canadian border, born in the mess. And that mess that I'm talking about is how they have practiced. It's a practice of criminal neglect against we the people for a couple of centuries right here on this soil, and they have not given us reparations, have not given a sufficient apology for their actions, have not given up anything in the way of remorse. The judge will usually ask the question, say, well, he will get the social worker and get the report, the updated report from the probation officer, and find out, was there any signs of remorse in this individual? Did he give any community service so I can kind of tilt something towards his favor because he got 10 years hanging over his head? Can we move this in the favor of him at all? And he said, oh, yeah, he did 100 hours community service. And then the judge lays back and relax. Okay, so we're going to fix up something, a package here that might resemble justice for this man. But they get mercy from the court and mistaken for justice so far many times. So to get that right, we have a spiritual advisor to tell us how we need to go and how we need to appeal to God to help all of us, because this blind is Stevie Wonder. They say Stevie Wonder blind is the bat, but he can see clear enough to say heaven, it's got to come down here and heaven help us all. Oh, you know, heaven's got to help us all and all every trooper that God has sent for heaven. Don't you ever believe that God sent Hitler to help these crackers and the Aryans and didn't send nobody for you. God sent somebody for you, but you turned down the rowboat. You turned down the raft that was going to bring you into safety. Oh, you were waiting on the Lord. The Lord sent you out. You begged for solutions, begged for answers, and God sent you solutions, sent you the answer, and you do a drive-by, huh? Say, I'm going to wait on the Lord, my. Oh, you ain't bright enough to know when God is working his wisdom on you, working that knowledge on you. But we got a spiritual advisor that knows that she knows, that knows what she knows, and knows that she knows. We're going to invite our beloved sister up in the house tonight. We've got us some Queen Mother Beverly that has always given us the special, very special and corrected lenses so we can see things as they actually are, and given us the great vision for our future and the future generations. And the Queen Mother, mother of, I believe, seven and maybe seven more grands, might be 17 more grands. But I'm telling you, she is a Queen Mother, and we want to welcome our Queen Mother Beverly to the lines and help her get some spiritual advice. You need help, brother. That's right, Joe Knucklehead. You need help. We need help on and off this line tonight. Welcome to the Airways, Queen Mother, and thank you, Queen Mother Beverly, for being patient with us, because, oh, my, do we need a lot of that tonight. My. Thank you for joining us. And you're live on Black Power Radio.
Peace and blessings to everyone. How y'all doing? I'm hanging in there. Just taking one day at a time. Yes, that's all we can do.
One behind the wall, he's got to get his in. He wanted to give you the greetings, Queen Mother, from behind the wall. My brother Abdullah, you there?
Black Power, Queen Mother. Black Power, Queen Mother Beverly.
Black Power,
she's familiar with that region. She's a Brooklynite by way of South Carolina. So come on live with us, Black Power.
Yes, 100% Brooklyn, Black Power, my brother. Peace and blessings to you. You hold your head. Keep your head up. Don't keep it down, because you might run into something, because you ain't looking where you're going.
Yes,
what we got to do, we got to love one another. I mean, that's just the key. It's no substitute for that. You know, we got to love our
You have 1 minute left.
Amen.
Because he'll let you see your enemies be your footstool. You know what I mean? Like I was watching this, that Florida governor. Somebody needs to stifle him and gag him because he disgusts me today. How you going to rearrange our history if you're not a part of it? You don't know nothing about being black. White people kill me trying to change stuff. Trying to change who we are. You know, you can't relate to black folks if you are not black. That's just my sentiment. You can't. You don't know nothing about us but something that you make up because you're trying to deny who we are. All the while, that's what you've been doing, and you're still doing it. But, you know, we're going to come out. We're going to come out above. And I really feel that in my heart. You know, it's been a long time coming.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
Y'all still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Brother Abdullah checking out from behind the wall of Rikers, and you can continue. Yes, ma'am. We're right here live with you at Black Power Radio.
Yeah, you know, we got to love one another in spite of whether we want to or not. We just have to because that's what the words say. That's what we as our conscience should lead us in that direction. Because when I do something wrong, my conscience tears me up. You know, I'm not saying that to surrender to the enemy, but if you feed them with a long-handled spoon and give them, put some honey in that milk, you know, eventually it'll soften up because, you know, the world, you know, we are not naive no more to what's going on, and we're not being stifled by what's going on because we can speak. We can speak, and we can act. So, you know, it's been a long time coming, but change is going to come. I believe that. I really do believe that in my heart because our children, our generation coming behind us, we're going to teach them. School ain't got to teach them. We're going to teach them. And, you know, if we can't teach them, we're going to find who teach them. You know what I mean? So, I mean, just that love. I mean, that's all we can do. Because these people down here, they killed my boy. I brought my boy up here from New York. I came up here from New York to try to make a better life for myself because I'm older now, and I just got tired of that hustle and bustle. And they killed my boy down here. And I'm not saying that I got to sit down and break bread with these pink folks. But I know I got just enough to love them at a distance. Now, see, it's the difference. I don't have to sit down at the same table with them. But the word tells me that I have to love them. And I have to forgive them. And I'm coming to terms with that. I'm not saying that I'm going to forget it now. Now, that's the difference. It is what it is, man. You know, a whole lot of our ancestors was killed by them crackers, too. So, and, you know, they're going to continue. They're going to continue. But like I said, we're going to overcome. We're going to overcome. And I believe that wholeheartedly.
Amen.
And I'm a year black. My husband here, let him say something. Yeah, yes, you do. Say hello.
We're happy to hear that. More than happy to hear from him. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Mr. Reese in the house. I want to invite Mr. Reese. He's a Black Panther there in South, in Spartanburg area of South Carolina. And he is a veteran in the work. They are both veterans in the struggling. We can get so much wisdom from listening to our learned and experienced black brothers and sisters, that sometimes the young folks didn't want to either turn away or turn against them, and that's the reason that they're here as senior spiritual advisors, so you can get out of the mess that Fannie Lou Hamer told you was in the mess. Do you know that Lyndon Baines Johnson, the president of the United Snakes of America, stopped the speech of Dr. King, but he was faking? And we found out once we investigated, he was trying to stop the speech of Fannie Lou Hamer from going nationwide so many would wake up, like they went and stopped Louis Teal, the father of Emmett Teal. They snuffed him out like they snuffed out Sam Cooke. They snuffed out Otis Redding. They snuffed out the Congressman Mickey Leland from Houston, Texas. They snuffed out Ron Brown. All this early into death syndrome gets on my nerves. They snuffed out Brother Lavelle Lane. And they see the promise. They see the revolution. And they move immediately to snuff it out, to stop it, to kill it by any means necessary. The opposition is on our case, Mr. Reese. And we just want to hear from you and see how they tried to stop and block us at city council, Mr. Reese. And all the spots we tried to get a word in the edgewise, they were standing right there trying to crack the hoop and tell us how high to jump over the hoop of fire. So thank you, Mr. Reese. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. We get I was watching a show with Whoopi Goldberg, and they were The View, and they got into a deep conversation over some governor in Florida saying that we benefit from slavery. And that's how the hell we benefit from slavery when they took us over here to, if they kidnapped us. They kidnapped so many black people in this ship, and not only they kidnapped us, but they got us here. They raped our woman. They killed the woman, man. They sold us like cattle. How the hell we benefit from what? We benefit from shit. You give me a shit, you owe us some shit. You know, that shit pissed me off when I heard that. You know, and how you gonna go to another country and kidnap somebody under their own free will and handcuff them, chain them up? Some of them couldn't even take it. They wanted to die. They jumped overboard. You know, this thing is ridiculous. What these white people are still trying to enslave us now, but in moderation. And I'm not gonna go for it. I'm not gonna go for it. They are going to enslave me in no moderation and not nobody that I love. And that's what I had to say. So that's somebody else to speak.
Man, I'm Black just Power. Tell you, Mr. Reese, we're so thankful, Black Power, that you came to be with us tonight, Mr. Reese, and to share those jewels that help us to keep everything. We're not a Timex. We're on the high end of the Rolex. And y'all better know that we are a well-refined, a timeline of divine, and that's what and who we represent at this hour. And we just wanted everybody to know that. And Mr. Reese is a refined man, and he has brothers and sisters that are teamed up all over the state of South Carolina. He has family scattered far and wide and abroad, and from Long Island, New York, to what? Long Beach, California. Y'all figure that out. And this is a man that after my own heart, he's a respectable man and a light in the community, and he ain't taking no stuff off the opposition. That's why I love him so much. And we're here loving all that Reese family at Black Power Radio, because that family was done a grave injustice. I want to remind you all that a grave injustice was done to the Reese family, because when they did something to their son, they sentenced them to a life without Lavelle Lane, without their beloved son, who had done no wrong to be punished or even enter into anybody's detention center, much less lose his life in a detention, in a old rotten Spartanburg jail. And he never deserved to go to that jail. He had done no criminal activity to enter that jail. He's supposed to go to his group home where they all knew he belonged in his spot where he was assigned. But it was their way of torturing and tormenting because he was black is why they did that. Don't let anybody be under illusion, be in no rose-colored glasses at this hour, that they executed Lavelle Lane, the son of Mr. Reese, the son of Queen Mother Beverly Reese Lane. They executed their son because he is black. And don't you ever forget that. And we have never let off of these cracks. We're not going to take our foot out of their behind. Not going to let them off the hook. I don't care how many appeals. We should never stop appealing. We'd never stop going after them until everybody that's responsible for the execution of Lavelle Lane has been brought to full and complete justice. And that's what we stand for here at the Black Power and the Black Power Radio and the Black Panther Party. And we will not accept, we are not practicing cliches. We mean that with every fiber of our being, with all our heart and soul, is put in to supporting the Reese family because they have earned it and they deserve the respect. And as I bring to the airways a brother who can confirm that and let you know what they're doing in Florida is wrong and let you know what they're doing in Tulsa, Oklahoma is wrong and let you know what they're doing in California is wrong. But they know what they're doing in Texas and South Carolina is wrong and what they've done in Delaware and Maryland. We let you know that it's wrong and let you know that we are against and we are organized against the opposition as I bring our beloved brother Shankar right here to the mics, right here, and we're live right here on Black Power Radio, and I may have to push a button or two to get it live, but it is live. It ain't no job. I just got to get another controller going, and we got that controller, and we just have to get it at our disposal. State button working on. We got a system's interlock at this point, but we got other ways of bringing Brother Shango alive. So don't you fret none, Brother Shango. We got you right on the front queue. And we're going right after you at this hour, and we'll be bringing him live just shortly. But we know that there's just so many things that have been done to us, brother and sister. And so don't you dare fret not any, none whatsoever. Know that we're on the case of the opposition. We cannot give up on divine black revolution because we know divine black revolution is the only solution to the problems that are that we are confronting at this hour. And as we bring our brother live, straight out of California. He's not afraid of the opposition in Oak Town. Is that right? And we got him in this town and that town,
no, yes,
but from
sir.
All around. God damn it, he's
yes,
from
sir.
All over. He,
yes,
I, he ain't no specific stuff because
yes,
he might
sir.
Be in Vegas today, but he's going to be in Frisco in the morning. And I want to welcome to the airways our brother Shangora, who knows how to handle the opposition.
All right,
Black
thanks.
Power. Black Power.
Yes,
welcome,
sir.
Brother.
Always,
welcome,
man.
Brother.
Always.
Brother.
Always.
Welcome to Black Power Radio.
And
you're
thank
live.
You. Always. Always.
Black Power. Black Power.
Okay, and thank you for having
thank
me.
You.
And then tomorrow night, you know, on the Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, which will be at 6 p.m. in the Pacific time and 9 p.m. on the Eastern Coast, 10 p.m. in the Central Time Zone, and 7 p.m. in the Mountain Time Zone. The number to call in is 516-418-5996. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We've been in existence for the last 7 years, and we crumb bomb, you know, Yasa bosses. We crumb bomb, you know, on these crackers who are out here that mean us no damn good. You see the current flavor of what's going on down there in Florida. Boycott the state of Florida. I mean, don't buy no gear. Don't go to Disneyland. Hit them where it hurts in the pocketbook. They need to start recall proceedings against that damn governor that they have down there. And then keep in mind, the dump, as in human shit, had, you know, reignited this fervor back in 2020, you know, when he had got elected, you know, with these white supremacists and all of this, and then what happened there to Mr. LaValle down there in South Carolina. But naturally, of course, our hearts go out there to his family as it all goes out, you know, to all the other families, Sandra Bland, Corlin Gaines, Mike Brown, Mario Woods, Ezell Ford. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on of what they do to us because they cannot be us. And I'm asking, if we have any disagreements, black families, let's disagree agreeably because we are all we got. And the cold part about it is that these forces that be, from Hollywood to New York City to Washington, D.C. to Montgomery, Alabama, to Miami, Florida, okay, they know what they did. They know that they're against us. But as we quote the words of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Mohammed, there was always some half-baked, boot-licking, ass-scratching, chicken-pecking Uncle Tom to sit up there and tell you that everything is okay, just like what Dr. Khalid had said on the Phil Donahue show in the 1990s when Phil Donahue asked him, is Jesse Jackson one of these type of Negroes? And Dr. Khalid said to the utmost of his ability, so he's retiring, you know, from what I understand. And what it is that we got to reach out there to the sons and daughters of the civil rights workers. So we appreciate their work, don't get me wrong. But this all-inclusiveness is a joke. We are all we got. We have the capabilities to do it. We have the mind. We have the energy to do it. Look at our ancestors. Look where we come from. And then how in the hell, man, is some pink booty going to sit up there and say that, who did not know how to wash his ass, that we are savages and we are the ones that told that tortoise filthy, stinking ass how to wash it? It's because not only do you wash your body, you see, it will also keep you clean, but it will also keep you healthy. We gave the world the sciences. Look at Kemet, you know, the fuck boys from Greece came down there and stole it. Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, claiming it as their own. And then they ignore our scholars, you know, such as Dr. Amos Wilson, such as such as Professor George G. M. James, such as Dr. Huey Percy Newton. And they want us to stay ignorant. They want us to stay transfixed on some alphabetized, rainbow-colored agenda, okay, that goes against the laws of nature, you see. But they want us to embrace this shit. And then they got our young men, you know, black boys growing up calling themselves that they're girl. And then when you get to the state of California, old Gruesome Newsom, the governor there signed legislation about 3.5 years ago is that they do not have to put the sex of the child when it's born. So when you have a birth certificate, okay, they don't have to say is this a boy or a girl. You see what I'm saying? It just says a birth. They refer to the mother as the birther parent. The birther parent. But they don't make these misguided analogies in other forms of nature. I mean, this is ludicrous. And then, you know, the fool knows this time is running out this crack. This is why they come with all this inclusive bullshit. And then the horrors of slavery. And then one thing that they don't want to address of all them pedophiles that you had violating black children doing slavery. You see what I'm saying? See, so this isn't nothing new to them. You see what I mean? Just like how they had the buck-breaking farms down there in the Caribbean, like you had the buck-breaking farms down there in Carolina, Louisiana, you know, going up there demasculating the black man and sodomizing the black man in the presence of his daughters, in the presence of his mother, in the presence of his sons, in the presence of his woman. And then we supposed to sit up here, say yass about, oh, Master Charlie, you should be good to us. We forgive you. Sir, ma'am, I ask you, there are some acts against nature, okay, and against moral decency and against decent principles that are acts wrong within themselves that cannot be forgiven, okay, such as castrating it. Lynching our men folk on the trees of Florida, on the trees of South Carolina, North Carolina, Louisiana, Texas, California, okay, Alabama, you know what I'm saying, Tulsa, Oklahoma, where they'll just go out there and they just want to go on a killing spree and kill us for recreation. And this here goes to show you just how sick these damn savages are. Because you got some of these damn fools who went out there and committed some of these atrocities, you know, against our people. And I'm talking about these white folks now. talking about they got sexual gratification from it. Sexual gratification from it. The BTK killer. Everybody remember that damn fool, you know, what's the other dude, John Wayne Gacy up there in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Boston Strangler, you know what I'm saying? Jeffrey Dahmer. You see what I'm saying? Do you see a trend going on here, people, with these individuals, you know, that dwells up out of Europe, and then they come here to the Americas, and look what they did to the indigenous people here in the Americas. You're going to force march them from Tennessee under Andrew, or wait a minute, yeah, Jackson, Andrew Jackson, that signed a congressional law called the Indian Removal Act, where they force marched the indigenous peoples of America from Kentucky, Tennessee, the Carolinas, Louisiana, and force marched them to places like Montana, the Dakotas, Utah, Idaho, Washington State, you know what I mean? And they walk every mile on foot from that, and they walk every yard of that mile on foot, and walk every foot of that yard on foot, every inch of that yard foot on foot. You see what I mean? And then just like what they did, man, and they went to the continent, a place called Gory Island. And we did an episode called Journey to Africa 2019, I believe. You could pull it up there on the archives there, Brother Akbar. Well, our guest host on there had presented information and knowledge when our people were captured on the continent, that they were forced marched to Gory Island or to the point of no return, which is in Ghana. So if he was captured in the Cameroon, you march into Ghana. If he was captured in the Sudan, you're marching to Ghana. If he was captured there in Angola, you're marching to Ghana. And then the main savage groups that you had, the British, the Dutch, the Portuguese, the Spaniards, and the French, okay? And research that I've done, and you research the history of Louisiana and Haiti, the French were very, very brutal to their slaves. You see, but once again, these caucasoids want sexual gratification out of this shit. I mean, let's look at it. You know, you're going to sit up here and rape 13, 12-year-old girls, call them breeds, and you're going to sit up there, then you're going to castrate men and put their private parts in their mouth and hang them from trees, then you sit up there and have a damn photograph of that. You know what I'm saying? People, these are savages. These are savages. Okay, that's savage behavior. That's gruesome behavior. They talk about the damn Frankenstein monster and Dracula and all that old bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Look at these classics. You see what I'm saying? Look at their history. Look at the dump. Look at the panties down there in Florida. And then the sad part about it is you get these brain dead, ass scratching Negroes, your Uncle Tim Scott, Herschel Walker, Yasser bosses like Larry Elders and Leo Terrell, all panhandlers good for America. And we really are Americans, and we ain't left nothing in Africa. To quote Malcolm Hill, man, you left your fucking mind in Africa. You see? And then they sit up there, man, and say, well, this is normal. Well, what about all these other groups? Man, we don't give a fuck about them. We got our own business to have over here. Black family, are you?
Black power. Thank you, Chancellor, for sharing that and all that muscle. And look at them Portuguese. And look at how they manufacture so many stories about the Gory Island, man. It's some crazy, crazy as fuck, man. And then it got so bad. Look how bad it's gotten that the professors then put together, instead of being the point of no return, they renamed it, and now they call it the point of return, and then they're giving you a whole free trip back to Africa trying to straighten the goddamn records. This is right. This is not back in the world. This is right goddamn it now, brother and sister, man. The wake-up piece, the call is out everywhere.
I declare Wake Up Juice is available for everybody that wants to wake up, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, without a doubt.
But some of them,
and then
they
on
prefer sleep.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Sleep is non-confrontational. That's why they want it. It's it. And Malcolm talked about how the revolution would tend to get a little muddy. And you keep fucking with it, it's going to get a little bloody. I'm just being straight with you. Yeah. And you don't you want the bloody. Less revolution. You don't want real revolution. And if you're not ready for blood, he said, maybe you shouldn't place that word revolution in your vocabulary. That's something that the strange thing
because
that does
what is
us.
Revolution mean?
A people
yeah, revolution
who don't
means
go
complete
after
change.
Their social political prisoners who don't have high expectations of full and complete and constructive change, then that means something strange has been done to you in your anatomy, in your spirituality, in your intellect, in your culture, that something has been denied. You've been often tried and been too many times denied. You just haven't got it straight yet. And that's why we got Black Power Radio, to wake your black behind up and bring you up to the loving cup.
Oh, yes, sir.
So you can say my cup running over with the love. The Queen Mother just got on here and told us about that the love is the most precious gift you could possibly give out. You scared to give, you scared to love your brother and sister. I look at you, I watch you, I write down your behavior pattern. It's that crucial, brother and sister. I'm telling you what the wake up you say, that you were too scared to love your brother and sister at this hour. Seeing the hell that we're catching right here in America. Seeing the hell they're trying to raise in New York and Florida. I stay on Donald Trump's trail because that's where the trail is the bloodiest. Then how many body bags was in New York? Had overwhelming body bags in the goddamn COVID, am I right or wrong? Florida got overwhelming numbers of people trying to block our history from being taught. You had a burn, baby, burn from the rice field to the goddamn cornfield, from the high rise and goddamn James County. I said it, you already know. From the high rise at Fort Lauderdale all the way to the fields in Melbourne, you damn right, right there in Orlando. There should be blazing fields until they get justice, until they teach black history, until they get it right, until they give sufficient apology, until they come in and give us a goddamn representative. Just the state of Florida alone will pay the goddamn bill. The state of Utah alone will pay the goddamn bill. The state of Georgia alone will pay the goddamn bill. I'm saying what I know. It's owed to, not guessing, not looking at the researcher, not looking anywhere, but what I know is owed to us in Louisiana will pay us the goddamn bill. What I know is owed to us in the state of Illinois will pay the whole goddamn bill. What I know is owed to us in the state of Virginia will pay this goddamn bill. So don't let them play with you with your revolution. Don't let them play with you for your reparations and what is owed to us on patents and on slavery and on every type of mockery that could be done to the human being have been practiced in those states I've named. And unmentionable things going on in Nevada, Utah, California, Washington State.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to bring it full circle and say Vermont to New York.
Idaho.
You don't want to talk about, burnout wooden tooth, Bernie Sanders. Wouldn't say he's not going to raise a muscle for you to do anything. You keep running to the frying pan out of the fire. Oh, you just still burn, baby, burn because your mind is not right at this hour. Oh, my. Someone should say boom, shakalaka, crack. Somebody need to wake this juice up in here tonight. Someone should stand up for our own revolution. Let's see what the black lightning got out there. He's in West Virginia, one of them states. It don't matter.
Boom, shakalaka, crack.
Boom, shakalaka, cracker tonight. We got to crack the whip on this no good bastard. Because he's out of hand in Florida, and he's out of hand in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk black tonight. He's talking about West Virginia, where the coldest blooded races that ever came out was in the state of West Virginia. Black power.
Black power.
And the
night
you're talking about, you don't know my struggle,
always.
And you can't name my hustle. Black power.
Black power, that's
always.
Hard. Yes, sir.
Always.
Yes, sir. You got to be some kind of revolutionary to be up here and hold it down the way we hold it down. You got to be
definitely.
To get in the middle of all these rednecks and say, Black Power! You dig?
Oh, yeah.
And when I see all the Confederate flags, oh, yeah, I get ignorant. I wave the RBG out the window at them. I blow the horn and give the finger sometime. I just like, man, don't think for one minute. Because you up here and not in the hood, that it's safe. It ain't safe. Nowhere.
Yeah, right.
And nowhere in 196,940,000 square miles of the planet dirt, as long as there's a Black Panther nearby, we will be taking charge of all Black Panther property in view. You better damn well believe that. Black power. That's right.
Always.
National Chairman, the Honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar, always catching me in the predicament. He always got to catch me in the Starbucks surrounded by, well, I'm sure all of them ain't crackers. There's a few white folks amongst them. But I don't see no brothers. I do not see no brothers. I'm going to tell you like this. Well, I asked a brother the other day, I said, Black Power. He looked at me, I said, Black Power. He said, you caught me by surprise. I said, well, hey, what's up? Ain't no Black Power out here? And he gave it back. He said,
he's
with Black Power. Don't let the white folks hear me. Black Power. Fuck that. The coward Abdul Muhammad, he only had to say it one time for it to register with me. He said, say it like you mean it, God damn it. Black Power.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
may that ancestor rest in peace, you know.
Yes, sir. And our people doing a great job of backing us up to the hilt. But this is a time for the real revolutionaries to stand up and show up and show out. You know, the real revolutionaries, not the internet revolutionaries, knock on the wrong door revolutionaries, I'm only here for the pictures and my shit ain't loaded revolutionaries, but the ones that keep one in the chamber revolutionaries, that's who this is for tonight. So Black Power salute, call, and don't forget to hit up the Cash App so we can get to where we need to be. We got to get to these front revolutionary lines. We got to support our people. Time, you know, we might have to put gas in everybody's car to get down to the National Chief of Staff. I don't even know what to call it. I want to say predicament, but the predicament is going to be for them because they're barking up the wrong tree. See, this is one of them trees where the dog go to chasing the cat up the tree and don't realize. There's a new kind of cat in town. A Black Panther cat in town.
As I always say up on my walls, man, in social media and say to the public, man, you know, the pretty cat. You know what I'm saying? Is that
that's
black
right.
Cat.
That's right.
Yeah, that refers to it as the pretty kitty. You see what I mean?
The pretty kitty.
Yes, sir. And as Dr.
Yes,
Newton referred to it is, a panther is a defensive fighter. It is not aggressive fighter. But when it is cornered,
yes,
it would annihilate its enemy absolutely, completely,
so they'll never
and
know
unconditionally.
Our struggle. They'll never know our struggle.
Yes.
They'll never know They'll never know the state of mind that I'm in when I'm standing there looking at them and I'm looking at Confederate flags and stuff. And I'm looking at one of these outlaw motorcycle white. I'm just gonna say wannabe tough guys.
Right.
So when I roll up to them, it shocks the shit out of them because I roll up to them.
Oh,
look
yeah.
at them and say, I rolled up to them and say, Black Power. And they looked at me.
Always.
Black Power.
Yes,
almost
sir.
Like I was
absolutely
gonna make them say it. I knew they didn't have it in them,
yeah.
but for them to see,
and keep in mind,
they
find these stars and bars out here in the West.
I'm gonna land a plane on this Like the national chairman told me one time when I had to go represent for all of us, he said one panther is like 1,000 panthers. And that's what they saw in front of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a woodpecker or their knees knocking, but something was clattering. So with that said, Black Power to all. And don't forget, hit up the Cash App, because without you, they ain't know us. And that's $77 I'm being real proper, because I know my this voice texting don't understand me with a damn. So it's $77BAKERS for the people in the drop top section that might not hear me too well. I'm going to say it one more time for the numerically enhanced. $77Bakers. And now that's real Black Power. Black Power. And salute to the Minister of Education educating y'all, and the big Black Panther salute to our national chairman, the Honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar, and that's S-H-E-I-K, not S-H-A-K-E. That's what we do to other folks. Black Power.
Black Power.
Always.
Black Power. Black Power. Hey, for being
always.
Black Lightning, just double R, man. Hey, Black Lightning, just double
Black
R. I want to apologize
Black
yesterday,
Power.
Brother. I want to apologize. I want to apologize. I was wrong yesterday, brother. I was wrong.
That's
I apologize.
All, brother. That's all good, brother. Hey, I already know you're a strong warrior, just like me. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That means a lot, actually. That's
yeah,
what our
wrong.
Brothers should be
wrong.
Looking at. We should be that shining vanguard example. You know, we are, actually. We are that vanguard example at all times. You see, that's
yes,
how it's done,
sir.
Y'all.
Yes,
that's how it's done, y'all. See, we family, but see, family know how to squash that and get right black on the tank. Oh, by the way, Double R, I've been thinking real strongly about you coming on here and tell us all the articles, article 1 through 5, you know, and I'm sure there's some more behind that. One day when we have time, you just hit them with a little 1, a little 2, and you know, and then we, you know, we can't force feed the people, they'll throw up. I'm still on
joke
time.
Right.
Black Power, thank you, bro.
Black Power.
Oh yeah, always. Also, and also too, I gotta sit down here and I gotta go get me some dinner. But what I wanna do is I wanna invite everybody on this panel tomorrow night on the Black Black Experience in Hand. Call in at 516-418-5996, and I'd love to have Double R come on there and explain.
No,
you
say
know,
that number again, brother.
Was
say that number
about
again.
The, yes, sir. 516.
Say it slow,
418. Yes, sir. Okay. 516-418-5996. It's because and the topic for tomorrow night is these current times, or the you know, was the current events in these current times of 2023, here in July 2023, and it's open mic, bring up the dump, bring up the panties, Emmett Till, is because I got off into it with some fool on Stinky Bird. I don't call it Tweety Bird, I call it Stinky Bird, because some trick is going to get up here, man, is going to put a whole lot of hateration, man, on them making a national monument for Emmett Till. And for those of you who don't know, Emmett Till was a young man that was murdered in 1954 down in Mississippi. He was from Chicago. He was visiting his grandparents, and he had allegedly had whistled at Carolyn Bryant, who just kicked the bucket recently in the old folks' home. We had lied on Emmett Till, and Carolyn Bryant's husband and his brother went to Emmett Till's grandparents' house, broke in the house, took Emmett out of their house, savagely, sickly, psychotically, and they threw him in a river. And the way he was discovered, because he was tied to a cotton gin wheel and his foot was in the air when his body got discovered. And as we know, his mother, Ms. Mobley, you know, had, in 1954, had put her son's body on public display for the whole world to see the brutality and the savagery of what happened to her son. He was only 14. okay? He was from Chicago. He lived on the corner 64th of St. Lawrence on Chicago's south side, okay? So she showed it in the Ebony magazine in 1955. And the cool part about the Johnson Publications going over there to Time Magazine now, which is really sad, they archived our struggle as it happened in the civil rights and in the black empowerment era as well, too. But as we all know, it started in 1945, and I think their first major story is when Jackie Robinson had got signed, you know, to play Major League Baseball for the then Brooklyn Dodgers before they moved to Los Angeles, okay? And Jackie Robinson did grow up in Pasadena, California, that has a rich black history there, believe it or not, you know, that I've discovered, you know, in my later years as well, too. And it's open mic, you know what I'm saying? Come one, come all, you know, share it on the internet. I think I already tagged you on it. On the wall, Brother Akbar, you know, and also to you, Dynamite. Yeah, thank you to you as well, too, Dynamite, man, and share it, man. We need that board full tomorrow night for bullshit, man, of what's going on down there with this punk in Florida. And I'm calling you the panties in Florida because I think the Santis that you're a punk. I think you wear women's underwear, trick. How dare you sit up there and come with that bullshit, and no disrespect to the lady. Right here when we're doing, we always respect the women, you know what I mean? We really do. And also, too, ladies, if you got some topics, you're welcome to come guest host over at Shabaka's Black Experience and Hands Up. Me and Brother Jay Krumer and the anchor man and our investigative reporter, Brother Tyrone, we'll be happy to have you. And I'm going to be in touch with them gentlemen now because I have to lay down so therefore we could have it. Yes, sir. So therefore,
he holding it down.
Yes, sir.
I got to meet him on the phone.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, Double R, yeah, man, you from California. I've crossed up to California a few steps in my lifetime. You know what I'm saying? From L.A. to the Bay, brother, man, and very, very interested, man, for you to present the information that you were saying last night, and I'm going to be taking some notes, man, so I can do some more in-depth investigation into it and go through this library of books I got right here, man. And then we present a podcast on that on Shabaka's Black Experience. We could team up with Black Power Radio. We could also team up with Black Eyes Pan Radio, you know what I'm saying? Have every all major black media tuned in, man, and have us a huge marathon on this, is because these crackers are not gonna forget about when you came up as men, you know, in the '60s, you know what I'm saying, establishing our manhood. You see what I'm saying? This is why Dr. Newton and Lil Bobby Hutton and the 4K brothers and Bobby Seale went out there and started the legacy of Oakland, California that still lives on to this day. Can't never let that spirit die. Also, too, you know, can't let the spirit of the Queen Mother die. Sister Asada, she had her 76th solar return. Look at the great sacrifice that she has made. You feel what I mean? And then, of course, we can't forget, you know, our comrades, you know, who went down, man, paid the ultimate price. And then I'm going to say this here, then I'm going to go and check with everybody tomorrow night. Just what would the people say in the civil rights movement? I mean, the one that got hit with the fire hoses, the one that was there with Governor Faubus, who was in front of the Little Rock High School with that axe, getting ready to chop little children's heads off for immigrants. School. And what would the people say who supported little Ruby Ridges, little black girl going, you know, to public school all by herself, you know, under the protection of the National Guard? What would they say who gave up the ultimate sacrifice for black liberation, and then they're going to sit up here and talk about this LBG agenda to equivocate to the civil rights movement? I think they'd be turning over in their graves. And I don't mean no disrespect to none of the women out here at all. But what you dudes doing, man, who's going through this transition of confusion and what have you, and did to Dwayne Wade's child, what happened to him, man, before you get your job from cut off, talk about that you're a woman, you need to go get with a real woman, man. You might find out your life. You might decide to be a man after all. And I hear you. And thank you so very, very much, Iman, for having me on the show. Definitely please get with us tomorrow night at Shabbat's Black Experience in here.
Yo, we thank you, Brother Shangor, for being a consistent contributor here at Black Power Radio, and we're able to shake the walls like we did last week. We get this whole crew on there. Ain't no telling it. The whole room will be levitating, and we'll be floating on knowledge and moving with the understanding in complete collective solidarity. That's what we're trying to gain on these issues. We're not talking cliches, talking just to be talking.
Right.
We're trying to gain a collective solidarity on these reparations, on these laws, bills, legislation that need to be put in, on this Haitian revolution, on the things that we know we must. You got to put a check mark somewhere in the box. What must be done? These diggings of defense must be done. Oh, my. We must come up today, brother and sister, team up with a brother Shangor, and deal with Shabaka and his issue, and then manifest it at our issue and all of us on the front line for the front line issues. And then we go ahead and get the small stuff out of the way. But we're going to get these big issues. We're going to tackle the issue of reparations. We're not letting this crack off.
Oh, absolutely.
The reparations. So one thing
I
dream about, cut the goddamn check. That's the only solo we're going to say today. Oh, my.
Yes,
we
got to
keep this thing moving.
Keep
put
in mind,
the right program. Say the right thing in the right. Get your time and go. If you don't do nothing, just stay on Muhammad Ali. Stay on Muhammad Ali. Stay on Muhammad Ali until you get your timing right. He said that was what responsible for his success, that he got his timing right. He could have just been another counterpuncher, but he had his timing. He had his shuffle, and his sting like a bee punch was all in one combination, and he threw it all he had in one shot. And the guy that was a bigger champion than ever in heavyweight, a stronger
opponent, went down.
He got his best shot at the opposition, and he went down. And he raised the eyelid and said, out. Ooh, yes, he's out. But sometimes they got up and fought two or three more rounds. That means the slinger that's talked about in the good book, he said you are supposed to hit Satan in the head and knock his goddamn brain out. So that's the punch. You saw the Muhammad Ali punch to get back up. We won't hit him so he won't get back up. Black power. Black power.
Exactly.
With the Star Revolution. We got
Black
revolutionary in the queue.
That's it.
Black power. We got our youngest brother, our youngest heavyweight is in the room. I just got to get down to the way I can reach him. But, yeah, he is in the room tonight. We got young people pushing this revolution button and carrying the banner of revolution.
Absolutely.
Oh, my. From coast to coast. Man, hitting on the front line is what I'm talking about. And a man that knows his IT work, know how to set the thing and write the scorecards in tech language and know what the deal is, in all language. So we want to bring our chairman out of the state of Maryland, and our beloved brother, Chairman Will, want to bring him to the airways. And thank you for joining us tonight, Chairman Will. Black Power, State of Maryland. Black Power, City of Baltimore. Black Power. Black Power.
Oh, get with us tomorrow night at the Black Experience. And everybody have a nice night.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Black Power.
Black Power.
All right, so, I'm Brother Will. Thank you, National Chairman, for allowing me to speak.
Black Power.
Black Power.
National Minister of Defense, Black Power team. As far as Baltimore goes, it's the same thing every week. It's the same thing every week. And it's going on everywhere. I literally just, a notification just popped up. It was another shooting. And I'm pretty sure it was us. I mean, we obviously keep killing each other in the streets. And then I'm 23 years old. I'm tired of seeing this. I am very tired. And I got to be worried for not only myself and my future and for my wife and then our future and then for the kids we're going to have in the future. And the most that I want is some change. I want this to stop. And it has to start with us. The elders or the parents need to either get some programs and market it well to the point where any and everybody can see it, because I know it's stuff out here, but it's not marketed well. And we need that so we can push for these black kids to take a different direction other than just sports. They can actually be in a program so they can use their mind and also have somebody to talk to so they don't have to take it out on everybody in the community. We need that most of all. Like, we need help. We need therapy. We need it bad so we can just stop shooting and killing each other. But not only that, since music is the most influential thing out here, guys, I listen to Lil Durk and Chief Keef and all, you know what, anything about sex, money, drug dealing and killing, all of it. We need to shooting, all that. We need to stop listening to that. And also shout out to Hip Hop Fraternity and Dr. Truth Bay. I unfortunately missed the meeting yesterday, but shout out to them because I know they're hip hop activists. They want this stuff to change. They want hip hop to be, you know, the way it originally was. No matter whatever the debate is about who started it, that shit don't matter right now because it's even the debate is useless right now because look the way it's looking right now. The industry needs to change. You need to step up against the Jews and tell them what it is. Since y'all the ones owning and controlling most of the stuff that comes out, and having hold of black folks' masters and their rights to their music, we need to change, and we either need to bring back conscious rap, or we need to cut out the bad stuff that's in our culture. That's why nobody really want to be black. They trying to be white right now. So it's a lot that I can say on here at my age from what I want to see be done better. But we also need, like, some mentorship programs for our youth. We need it. We need to make some wiggle room. Just all action. Because that's all what these kids need. Sometimes the parents is the enemy. Sometimes you got to try to get to these kids knowing the parents is the enemy. So we need to find some way to get programs and schools out here to, you know, get our kids on a better path so we can at least slow down this crime and, you know, make sure we can stop this gun battle. So that's all I got to say. Thanks for letting me speak. I know people will elaborate more on it. Appreciate everybody. Thank you, Black Power.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brother Will, double R, you hit it. I concur with that, brother. That's what we'll be talking about on that Hip Hop Fraternity. I'm with the government affairs there. We're trying to get them to change in the lyrics, brother. You hit it right on the head, brother, because that's what you sing about is what you do. As simple as that. You feel me? Sure, you right. Absolutely. I wish a lot of young brothers would think like you on that, man. I yield black.
I agree. And it's funny because
anyone else
here
can chime in on that. Yeah.
It just they don't
black.
They're not around other brothers like me to like collectively elaborate, you know, and have group. It's funny because some of you do know it's bad because it's to the point where we do know this stuff, but we still choosing not to follow through on it, and really speak on it. And I think that's more of the issue, is that we know this stuff, but we're choosing to just shrug our shoulders and say, hey, it is what it is, and just keep on moving. Even if you go look at the Breakfast Club, if you go on the Breakfast Club and you watch I think Charlamagne had an interview with I think he was a music producer, or he could have been Jewish, I don't know. But basically, they know what they're doing, obviously. For some reason, we don't. We the only people that participate in degrading ourselves. That's what we like to do. I don't know why, but I do know why. I mean, that's part of history. But the bad thing is, a lot of black folks don't know their history. They don't even know nothing about reparations, or they don't even know about the Black Power movement. They don't even know about the damn Panthers. So, but that's a part of the education that we've gotten as far as public school. That's why we need our own schools and stuff. But as far as going back to the Breakfast Club interview, that guy said, and I quote, he said he got a family to feed. So that should have told black folks all around that they don't give a fuck. That means they don't give a fuck. He said, I got a family to feed. And that came out of his mouth. So it don't matter that they're pushing all of the grading stuff, because obviously they could be the ones that be like, no, we don't want you to put that out for the culture. And obviously whatever they want to put out, they can change. But they know with all the drug, sex, guns, and money, that makes money. And it's all about money with them. I mean, that's also a part of capitalism. It's about greed and money.
Well, the money is like this. They had a meeting. I forgot what group that was. I think it was Bone Thugs and Harmony. They went to a private meeting with these owners of these jails. They said, they don't want no positive rappers. They wanted everybody to do the negative rap so they can fill them jails up. You see what I'm saying? And they succeeded with that, because we are leading in that. We're leading in first, second, and third strikes. You feel me? And they make money off of you. When you go to prison, you sign a sign because they've got an insurance on you. When you die, they get $1 million. You feel
my
me?
My God.
Like you back on the whole damn plantation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Basically you are, because that's in their little constitution.
To kill as many as they possibly can and collect as many of those $1 million packages as they can. In the state of South Carolina, mm-hmm. we are against it, wouldn't be too sure. They call him Chuck Wrong Right, and we need to be checking him and all of these different jails.
Power up.
Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, Maryland, D.C. We need to be checking this stuff. And I do mean checking it to make a difference. We have to be applying all of our tactics now to test what kind of a revolutionary are you, and what kind of a revolution are we running at this hour for black power. I must bring in
black
my beloved brother, right here on the line, at 951, where are you? 951 at 605. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Hey, my brothers and sisters.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Golden Girl from the Rift.
Go ahead.
Give
your full handle, your full name, and where you're calling from, and drop it like I said. I know it's too hot to hold. She had her hand up for me.
Okay.
She has been the most patient on Black Power Radio. So give it to her, brother and sister. Give up that one mic for our beloved sister out in Cali, and go ahead and drop the rest. Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power. Hey, y'all. It's Miss Jeanette Robinson out of that Riverside Way. I miss y'all. I'm on another little no contact with Keep Our Power Up. I got some news to tell y'all. Y'all ready, Black Power?
Black Power?
Y'all ready?
Yes, ma'am.
We got Desert Hot Springs at this moment is getting reparations.
Go ahead, Desert Hot
Anybody
Springs.
Anybody know about that?
No.
We don't know nothing about it. You will tell us everything.
Black Power. Black Power, that's a part of that Riverside County. They has got their reparations. I've talked to the mayor, and the mayor told them that he said sorry for the black and the brown niggas. They took their properties, burnt them up, and made them slap. So now, all along, all my brothers and sisters, go look at that YouTube on that Desert Hot Springs, California, reparations. They hit it. All in the middle of the desert where it's really, really hot. So I miss y'all. I'm telling y'all I'm doing my contact. I'm keeping it going. I'm going to make it happen. And Black Power out. Love y'all.
Black Power, bigger love from us.
You too.
That's the first report on what the authentic. They had some rumors in Evanston, Illinois. Some rumors up in some parts of Massachusetts and all around these college campuses that have. They know. See, people that study facts, this is what we are trying to share with you, brothers and sisters. People who really do this research all come back unanimously in favor of reparations. Anybody that does any amount of serious research will come back and say, is that right, Sister Jan, out of Riverside? Is that Riverside County or San Bernardino County?
Yes. It's Riverside. It's Riverside. It's Chief of Command for Riverside.
By any other name. And that's where the attempt at assassination on Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. But including our sister here, the mayor and his council, if any mayor and any county board, any city council that goes to work and seriously attacks this issue, they must come back in favor of reparations. Or we're going to say your goddamn research is a liar. We have to change this stuff, brothers and sisters. We must stand on the front line and filter what's going in and what's going out of these city councils. Can't let them just slide up. Do let this cracker judge. I'm going to hold you for a second, sister. The cracker judge in Tulsa County, never let them. Now you in California got to team up and help us to go in to Tulsa County in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because some wooden tooth cracker had told them that they don't deserve the rep. These are 100-year-old couples that we're talking about here. They've been always promised their reparations, and the judge has flipped and overturned. Now we got to reflip and re-overturn the goddamn judge. Don't let them off the hook. In Florida and in California, we should be right there. Every black revolutionary should have some effort. If you're about that Facebook revolutionary, then have your Facebook tuned up and tuned in and say, hell no, we're not going to let you go. Hell no, they're not off the hook for flipping and attempting to flip the reparations. Put all up in Lindsey Graham's behind, all up in Donald the Duck Trump, all up in Ted Cruz, all up in the foot in the behind of Pete, what the hell is this guy's name? Pete Sessions with his 90-some slaves. Oh, we should never let this bastard named Mitch McConnell off the hook. Are you kidding me? Brother and sister, you're not on the case. You're not talking these names and checking them on reparations. You're not on the case today. We got to get everybody on the same page. It's a big job. We're not on no little undertaker. We the goddamn big undertakers, goddammit. And we're going to work on that no good behind until we get reparations. Just like you said, what is called hot spring? Give me that spring again. And Cali, one more time.
Desert hot spring is getting their reparations.
Well, we better put every township, every hamlet that Dr. King talked about, every mountainside, Red Hills, Allegheny Hills, Appalachian, every mountainside in Rocky Mountain, every Denver, Colorado hamlet, because that's the place they're going to get the greatest opposition. Arizona, Denver, we got to get ready. Get them blacks up out of them beds in Tucson, Arizona, and No Township, Arizona, from No Hook to Sandy Hook. We will get them woke today and tell them reparation is a demand, and we will accept no less for our struggle and our fight here on these shores of North America, in the wilderness of North America, my mind. Go, buddy. Y'all
take it from there.
You know, I don't want
to
get...
And if y'all need me, I'll suit it and boot it, and I'll go talk to the mayor for y'all.
We need you.
Find out how they done it. You just duped what you just saw in Hot Sandy Springs and all the other springs across America. Let's light it up for reparations. Black power. Think about a job. That's good news on Black Power Radio. We have the most informative radio talk show on the goddamn internet. The most informative radio talk show on the internet. Y'all take it away, Black Power.
Wish we had the horns for that one. Yes, sir.
Double R. Send me that.
Send out triple copies, Double R. That's his name, Double R. He's on double time, Double R. Go ahead, bro.
Double.
No, I just tell him send it to me. Me and her was on Skid Row. We was on Skid Row down there at Riverside. Yeah, that's the sister right there. She be having the boots on the ground right there. Skid Row. Yeah.
All day. Coming in.
Send me that. Yeah.
I was thinking about what Martin Luther King said.
That goddamn peanut butter job.
I give y'all peanut
butter.
Oh, sorry. Pardon. I was thinking on Adam Clayton Powell last night, but this reminds me of what Martin said wholeheartedly. To keep moving, if you can't fly, run. Walk. And if you can't run, crawl, but by all means, keep moving. Black Power.
He can do black, black power. Power. That's right. He said it's something beautiful. Black is beautiful. Dr.
Beautiful.
Black is beautiful. He said black power on beautiful.
His glass.
Beautiful.
I always tell my brothers, don't mess with the white people. We got everything from South to South all in our own way.
He bring your attention. And shake the opposition everywhere but loose. Keep the faith of Adam Clayton Powell. Get the courage of Frederick Douglass. He took the whip from the slave and whipped his backside until he got his freedom and walked in 1,000,000,000% defiance of the opposition the rest of his living days on this earth. This is the self-determination that you must have to have reparations for everybody.
Yeah.
Not one body, not two bodies, not 10 bodies, but everybody.
Power.
Pay the goddamn fool and cut the goddamn
power
chest.
Up,
like
sir.
Power.
Like power.
That's right. Power up, my sister.
Power.
Power. Black power.
And yes, we need you as our representative down there. Absolutely. Immediately.
Okay, I got you. Send me the information. I'll be on it. Queen Mother. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Hello there.
Another thing Martin Luther King said
Queen,
is...
Queen Mother still there. We got Queen Mother right there. And what's that place she got out there? Queen Mother is right there in Spartanburg, right?
Thanks, Meadow.
Got to get tuned up. Got to tune up Spartanburg, South Carolina. That's the right place for reparations. We should never stop it. We already got the inroads to the reparations. I want y'all to take over. I got a special guest coming in.
Black power. Black power.
All day.
Powering up.
While he's getting the special guest on the line, I had an experience the other day that kind of reminded me of another thing Martin Luther King said, which is injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. It just happened to be an elderly white lady who is being talked to rudely by a cracker. There's a difference. Ooh-wee, I got to kill two birds with one stone. Well, let's just say he was rude to the lady in the store, and she always helped me in that store. And I can't seem to figure out that cash register. When I hit yes, and it be talking about cash back, I'm like, oh, man, I don't want no cash back. She be standing right behind me. I got you, darling. You know? So when that cracker messed with that white lady, who's always nice to me, oh, I went in on his ass. I followed his ass, and he left the store.
Power up.
I was like, man, this fool about ready to call the police. But I told the lady at the register, I said, I got your back. You watch mine, you know. And she was all ready to watch mine, you know. So I'm just saying, sometimes we got to not let any kind of injustice go. When we Panthers, that means we revolutionaries. And revolutionaries, we fight the fight for anybody that's being unjustly, especially if they're a decent person. Now, this person has proved to me that they're a decent person. Whereas 99.9% of them have proved to me that they ain't. And they proved that to me when I was walking 15 miles with that bicycle, and nobody pulled over and said, hey, throw that in the back of my pickup truck. So 99.9% of them can still, I don't know what to say, but I want to be nice. I'm trying to be nice and not say they can
black
kiss
power.
My, you know what. Black power. I'm going to leave it at that.
Black power,
well,
black
the second
power.
Guest,
black
national
minister
chairman.
Justice, our national minister of justice for being strong and forthright on this issue of reparations and then getting one of the small townships to chime in, from the mayor to the outhouse to the white supremacy house in Riverside. I know a lot about Riverside, especially the assassination of Tim Muhammad, Dr. Khaled Abdul-Mohammed. So I want her to say a few words before we got another special guest in Washington
We've got Dr. Critical Truth Bell, one of the chime in on the announcement. The announcement for the Black Power. Chime right in there and let them know what you've been doing to get that reparations approved where you live, right there where you stand, Black Power.
Black power. Hello, greetings, my family. Greetings, my brother. We've been out in these streets, I tell you.
Hey.
So I'm right here in Sacramento. I'll be here for the next couple of days. We had a very, very great, awesome meeting of the mind yesterday on the 23rd. Organizations coming together, and what do we do from here was the title for reparations update. And it's clear politicians, just the way that the system has been working us, where we elect these certain peoples in these seats and they have nothing but their own self-interest, their own pockets that they're filling. So an awakening has happened, and we are moving the charge. So tomorrow we have a city council meeting in Sacramento that we'll be attending. And I heard one of our sister Goldie that is in Riverside talking about reparations for Desert Hot Springs. A lot of these things under the radar that's been happening, but reparations is the order of the day. No matter where we go, we must have reparations ultimately.
Black power.
So the next step is a reparations bill. We have until February 2024 to develop it. We have several options of writing a bill, but working with a senator or an assembly person or congressperson, it really doesn't matter. Dr. Claude Anderson already stated before what the ultimate goal is, what these politicians, trickins, or however you want to call it, us in D.C.
Trickins.
That's right. The amount of money determines how they're going to move for you. I didn't say for the people. I said for you. So if you got a heavy pocketbook and you buying these politicians out, that's how they operate. That's how the governance been operating since 1776. So don't think that there's going to be a change with these dummies in power in 2023. It has to be a mobilization of educating our people to be in these political spaces. That is the first and foremost work. There's no more disseminating of information that you're going to sit there and not do nothing with. You're going to work for the
Black
people.
Power.
That means if you're about Black empowerment, your actions is going to speak a hell of a lot louder than the words that you have ever done. Right now, we're putting our foot down. We are tightening the noose on the so-called Facebook activists, so-called wannabe in the streets, but not really in the streets, all this fist in the air type of people. No. We here, we're doing some real work up here, and you are
going to
do on your job if you are an activist. So this is for those who are all these power groups that I'm saying out here that are know they're not doing the work. Right now, we finna tighten the noose on your behind. So the main thing right now,
Black
Power. So the main thing that we're going to be doing in the next 30 days is mobilizing the people, educating our youth right now. We have a youth council meeting at 5. And a general assembly meeting at 2. And Daryl Steinberg, the mayor of Sacramento, he knows for a doggone sure that he doesn't care two shits about not only the people of Sacramento, but damn sure don't care about Black people. So we're going to call it what it is at tomorrow's hearing. If you are available to come, it's 915 I Street. If you can't, there will be online. Go to thecityofsacramento.org. And sign on the agenda item. You have all that information for the Zoom for Sacramento City Council. So that's 2 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. That'll be 5 p.m. Eastern time. And then at 5 p.m. is a youth council, which will be 8 p.m. Pacific time. Go to thecityofsacramento.org and look at upcoming meetings. log on to the meeting agenda. The information to log on to the Zoom is there. And if you can't physically be there, you need to log in. This is historical, Black family, when I tell you. No matter where you are, the state, the capital of your state is where you need to focus in on. That's why we are focusing on Sacramento, because the stuff they're doing here in L.A., in Riverside, in San Diego, San Francisco, and Oakland is the same. It all boils down to the capital, to the capital of your state. So Sacramento, they're going to do what they need to do to disperse the resources to Black families, and then it will trickle down to the other cities. So let's continue on with merging together, coming together, and executing a single plan of
Black
action
power.
To make sure we get reparations. Power to the
Black
people.
Power.
Black power.
Power to the people. Power to the people.
Power.
Power.
Every educated group of people, every understudy that has been taken, every intensive preliminary investigation that has been conducted have come back in the favor of reparations. So don't underestimate your abilities. Don't undercut yourself. Let's go 100% for the reparations and keep it moving. We had another announcement on the line, and we'll be getting right back on the hot topic of reparations. But here we are as a 301 area code that has an announcement to make as well. I got a 301 at 832, 301 at 832. You're live on Black Power Radio to make your announcement. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black
Power,
can everybody hear me?
You're
hey, Black Power up. Black
Power.
Power.
Black Power.
Well, this is something that I'm talking about altogether. Nothing
Black
happens
Power.
By coincidence. Everything is strategically made a hybrid song. You know, they can sit around there and change a P.O. box or however they is. Going down the line, they turn around and they say that our children are supposed to sit over there and believe in transgender or pulling the LGBT community. They have infiltrated every which way that goes on, even when it comes every religion, however it comes from us. And then on top of that, the main thing right here, they sit over there and they tell you, if you don't, you better should would, right? Better should would what? Better should would what? We got brothers and sisters look just like you and me that's also fighting against us. They got Kwame Ture still talking to his face, going all the way to Alabama to do what? I'm tired of the mush. I'm tired of sitting over there and telling these motherfuckers they wrong when you know they dead wrong. Anytime you got dead souls sitting over there talking about us like, what? Are you serious? They didn't even cover all of everything when it goes on to the indigenous or when it goes to our people alone. Our people what? So what? All of us didn't cover no slavery. Mayhem comes everywhere. Isn't it mayhem coming now? They use them motherfuckers as porn, Donald Trump. Them motherfuckers, alcoholics, however, put them bombs down on 9/11. How you thinking somebody else is doing something else? They keep on creating these distractions. The distractions don't even cover them motherfuckers every day when they want to show you some shit about some Black man being mauled. And you supposed to take an emotion to it. It ain't no motherfucking emotion. Black Power.
Well said, sister.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power,
Sister Desi.
Black Power.
Hey.
Black Power.
It's our Sister
and we're
Desi.
Going to these announcements made with the reparations and let them know that the it's for the real Black revolutionaries, curtains on all that LGBTIT, all those letters, the alphabet soup boys are all in the alphabet bed, the same bed together. We got to keep it strong, keep it Black, keep it revolutionary by all means. And we got to keep this woke. We want to pass that word around and get it all the way out there that reparations has been resolved in a section of Riverside in California. And it's a sign to all of us to pick the green light side of the reparations and move it forward. Whatever you were doing yesterday, let's move it forward one notch minimum, 10 notches and maximum, and we need a 10 all the way around the board on the issue of reparations. And I'll leave the mic open for you all.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Power up, power up.
Black power.
Fired up. Cause we're not going to take it no more. All right.
Boom, boom,
got
boom.
All the mics open. Yeah. Somebody pick it off. Sure, we've got from California to D.C. to New York to everybody that's online, you can drop it like it's hot.
Power up.
What do we want? Everybody.
Power up.
Yes,
power up.
We want it.
Power up. Now.
We black going to get it.
By any means necessary. Run that one more time. What do we want?
What do we want?
Reparations.
Reparations.
You lead it off.
When do we want it?
Now.
How are we going to take it?
By any means
necessary.
Power up.
What do we want? Reparations.
Reparations.
When do we want it?
Now.
How are we going to take it?
By any means
by
necessary.
Any means
power
necessary.
It up.
Black power.
Who's
Black power.
Who's
the
street?
These are the ways their rallies against us to hold us in a certain form of social political enslavement. And this is how you get your freedom under that same declaration. What do you want? Reparations now. When
now.
Do we want it? Now.
Now.
How are we going to take it?
By any means
necessary.
All states, all counties, all municipalities, what do you want?
Reparations now.
No reparations.
Now.
When
no
do we
votes.
Want it?
Now.
Now.
Now. How
tell me, how
are
we going
to
take it?
Take it.
By
any
means
necessary.
Black power. Black power.
Black
power. That's
power.
How we do the black reparations. This is what must
power.
Be done at this hour to make those complete and constructive change that we've been talking about, dreaming about, illustrating, protesting in the street, in the house, in the court, in the city council. Everywhere you look, everywhere we turn, we don't see nothing but reparations now and cut the goddamn check. What do you want? Reparations now. And cut the goddamn check.
Now.
So what do we want? Reparations now.
Reparations now.
And cut the goddamn check. What do you want?
Reparations
now.
Reparations
now.
And cut
now.
The goddamn check.
And cut the goddamn check. Somebody said, what do we want?
Reparations
now. And when do we want it? Now.
Now.
And
now.
Cut the goddamn check. Black power.
Cut
and how are we going to take it?
By any means necessary.
Necessary.
No reparations, no
vote. Alive, brothers. Keep those chants up on the front burner of the minds of we the people so they can get their minds straight, get their mind right, huh? So they can get what they wrap tight. Tighten up your rap, brothers and sisters, so you know what H. Rap Brown said. Know what G-Man Jamil Abdul-Adamu said. Know what Kwame Nkrumah and Dr. Kwame Ture, what these Kwames is talking about is putting your revolution on the front burner. And the hell with the goddamn crackers, Dr. Collins is telling you. You got to wake it all the way up, shake it all the way up. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, paranoid, any way you want to cut it today. Drop top, laptop, desktop. God damn it, we are the information for you. You just got to take it. It's not information, brother and sister, until you use it skillfully and effectively against the opposition. You're
open
and
vicious enemy.
Black power, black power.
Black power, black power.
Open and wouldn't do enemy at this hour. It's not power, it's not reparation. So you put it in a goddamn bank account. Don't go count the check till we cash it. Put it in the goddamn bank account. Put the land where we can farm that goddamn land. put the businesses where we can get cooperative economics in those businesses. Then it's a business. We got to get rid ourselves, shed the skin of capitalistic imperialism, and get your own family value system for business and politics for yourself, brother and sister. Abandon that spiritualism, Mediterraneanism, and all of those ghosts from plantation slavery. Leave them on the goddamn plantation. Like Django left old Whitney Houston Stevens hanging by a chair, by a goddamn chair. Him and old she-devil of a woman, the slave mistress, leave Stephen and the mistress hanging from the plantation as you exit stage right with those four Negroes in that little cot. Holler, who was that nigga riding on that goddamn bag?
Power up.
I pray Allah today that Jamie Foxx be restored 100%. Everybody say he's dead, he's cloned, he's this, he's that. Jamie Foxx I know is a lie, and I know he's going to do well. He's going to come out of that shit with all the prayers of black
that's
people
power.
Jamie Foxx. Huh? Let's get him out of that old crazy that. Let's stop him from killing Sam Cooke, Otis Redd. Stop him from killing Mickey Leland and Ron Brown and Sam Cooke and Sammy Davis, Jimi Hendrix, and the rest of the Negroes. Let's stop him. Let's go and take those reparations. All that money belongs to us. Don't you let nobody count not one more single dollar. You should let them count no more dollars of that wealth of all Michael Jackson, Prince, James Brown, huh? Richard Pryor, Red Fox. Don't let them count no more money, Sammy Davis money. Take that wealth from these no good, low down, dirty white men that stole it off the penny. You feel the pennies on the dead man's eyeball. Oh, I know how to get to him today. You just have to follow up on what I'm telling you to do, not asking you to do. I'm demanding that you do this. Go and take that.
All right.
Every dime they stole from Kanye, give it back to his account. Every, we should see to some lawyer should be standing there. Johnny Cochran should be standing in the morning. Oh, that wealth you just stole from Kanye, put that shit back in their account. All that money they done took off of Richard Pryor and Red Fox, give that money back to us. Every dime they squandered on Barry White. Every day, don't you know that's some of the baddest music in the world? And they took Barry White. Well, they took Luther Vandross. Give it back to his mama and them. Give every dime of Luther money still all over the world. Oh, my, somebody should stand up today. Oh, my.
Black power.
Woo! Yes, sir. Every
hello.
Dime. Every goddamn dime. Yeah, the cracker didn't spare the whip. When he was cracking the whip, he wanted every red cent for the look. He had a machine. A Zionist Jew had a machine count quarters. Put the quarter in the washing machine. Quarter in the goddamn television. Huh? Had a radio with a quarter machine. Oh, you just don't know what we've been through, brother. But my minister of culture brought it so clear. He said, we don't look like what we've been through. We done caught hell in America. Oh, but every black man you put that suit on, he looked like he in heaven, my mind. Oh, you can't put it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we're in heaven today. Oh, somebody got to take over this mic before I break down.
Hallelujah.
On, God damn.
Black
boom,
power.
Boom, black power.
All day, baby.
Mama.
Well, we didn't
we mother.
Whose street? Our street. Whose land? Our land. Come on, y'all. Whose street?
Our
land.
Our land.
Don't forget that when we hit the streets, y'all.
Yeah, forget it, huh? Whose land?
I'm black and I'm proud.
Our land.
Whose land?
Our land.
Our land. Oh, somebody got to stand up.
Oh, wham! Our land. My land. Your land.
Get this nation fired. They ain't on the right team. I'm telling you. These Negroes are not on the right team. You got to get it on the team, brother.
You guys are black power.
Black men, black women, and our black children must come to the front line today and bear witness on our reparations and move on to the next issue because we got plenty more issues on the table. Black power.
Black power. And our beloved Chairman Fred Hampton said, I am revolutionary, but our master teacher, the Honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar, our national chairman, he's going to clarify that up the right way. I am A black revolutionary. I'm so glad he squared that away, because anybody can throw their hand up in the air and say they're revolutionary, including the white man, but they can't say, I am
a black revolutionary.
That's right.
Hello.
Black power.
Black power.
We're wicked all the way. We might as well do the 360, because half alive, but God damn it, that means you're half dead. You know, wicked all the way up. Shake it and quake it, God damn it. Might as well, God damn what they say. Open that can all the way up, my. With a half a tuna fish, or a whole can of tuna fish, my mom.
I am a black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, other kind of revolution, huh? A black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary. Black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary. Ask Mormon Torrey. Ask Stokely Carmack, who know about this black revolution. I am a black revolutionary.
I am
a black revolutionary.
I can't never say that name right. What's the status on the imam? National
imam has been ill. He's been just sick and tired of being sick. He's just sick of these goddamn crackers. That's his condition. Sick of these goddamn crackers.
Can you take a proper pronunciation on that name? You know, I've been tired.
Stay together. Another chant that we leave in our social political prisons, brother and sister. You cannot have a successful black revolution without they free our social political prisoners. And the person of the Honorable H. Rap Brown and the person of Honorable Mumia Abu-Jamal, we must free our political prisoners, brother and sister. That's Imam Jamil Abdullah Al-Amin. He is H. Rap Brown. He is revolution by the book. And he said the revolution can take form of whatever environment. But we want to get him out of that environment. He's been in jail long enough for killing a goddamn sheriff, and he never had the gun to kill the sheriff. He never had the gun to kill the goddamn sheriff. Everybody in Fulton County know about that. Everybody in DeKalb County, Georgia, know about that.
Let him go.
Don't
power up.
They don't want you to walk free for yourself, H. Rap Brown. They don't want Imam Jamil Abdullah Al-Amin to walk free. But tonight on Black Power Radio, we declare his freedom. You got to claim it.
We declare.
He says, yeah, what Nesalahi Welzat, what a Eta Nasa Yet Kuluna, feeding the laugh wagon. When
the
help comes, the help from the God of the world, you see men enter. The big numbers is coming for reparations now. The big numbers is coming for Haitian revolution at this hour. For black power all over the world is being reflected through this reparation.
Yes.
And riverside is going to have to be at every hamlet, every mountainside, the Alleghenies, the Red Hills out in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, all the way up to New Hampshire and Vermont, all the way from Maine, from goddamn it, fucking
Mississippi,
Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Miami, all the way to Augusta, Maine. We got to declare freedom. Let freedom ring from every mountain, from the Rocky Mountains in Denver, Colorado, all the way over to from the Appalachian Chains of Virginia. I'm stopping
up tonight.
Let freedom ring. Just let freedom ring. Black power.
Black power.
With all the hills and the smells of North America. Black power.
Freedom, black power.
Everybody on this tape should make sure this tape is well distributed all over the map to know that freedom is ringing tonight for reparations from Riverside all the way to Long Island, New York. We got to do it, brother.
Black power.
Name of Tupac Shakur. He said, let's do this, let's do that. Brother, be your N-I-G-G-A, right? Huh? He said, you need a thug in your life. But he also said, let's put up our real money. Let's put up real money, huh? And let's have a real black revolution. Black power?
And cut the
what kind of revolution? A black revolution. What kind of
revolution?
A black revolution.
A black revolution.
What did Fred Hampton try to say? But I'm live today to say it. I am. A black revolutionary.
I am.
Black that goddamn call. Black power.
Black revolutionary.
Black that goddamn. We got black power is a lifestyle. With the Honorable Adam Clayton Powell Jr. said it from UCLA. Go back and get the tape, goddamn it, if you say I'm lying.
and cut the check.
You gonna boot me out of the Congress, huh? He said, I'm for black power, huh? And black power means black revolution. And black revolution means what? I don't want any more than what you have, huh? But I don't want no less than what you have either, huh? We don't want more.
We don't
than
want any more than you have. We won't accept any less than you have.
And we won't accept any less than what you have. Black power?
Black power. And a strong black military to black that cause.
Black power.
It ain't a bad subject, but goddamn it means a lifestyle of getting what? Not more than what you have, but not accepting any less than what you have. And when we get it, we'll have our self-respect. We will have our dignity, but most of all, we will have our integrity. And brother and sister, I'm telling you straight up, you lack your integrity. We're going to take it from this night forward. We will take our integrity, huh, and whip the opposition over here. We'll roll it up like our own constitution and keep Mr. Whalen on that ass right here tonight. We keep Mr. Whalen on that ass right here tonight. Black power? Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. Black power. Oh, my.
Somebody. When we get our reparations, I must add, we're going to have a strong black military to make sure that they don't do another Black Wall Street to us. Never again. Never again.
Never.
We'll have our black military to protect our investment, to protect our cash flow, protect our representatives, and protect our reparations. And I would think a good way to do that is just Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad said, reparations and then repatriations, meaning we're going to get up out of
that's
here.
Forward ever.
I love you.
Backward never. Let's say it together. Forward ever.
Ever.
Forward ever.
Backward never.
Never. Say never, never, never. Never, never,
never,
never,
never,
never,
never
again.
Never, ever again.
Never, never,
never,
never,
never, never,
never,
never,
never, never,
again.
Black power? Say never, ever.
Power.
Never, ever again. Black power.
Never, ever again.
Go ahead, sister. Raise that voice for that sister, Black Power.
Never, ever, ever again. Black Power.
One mic on that sister. One mic on sister ready. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. I am a black revolutionary.
Yes,
power of the people, my brothers and sisters.
What kind of revolutionary?
Black
what kind of revolutionary?
A black revolutionary.
Peace and Black Power, family. I just got a special guest on the line with me. This is Chantel from the Hip Hop TV, and she is Black Power all day for our people. That's
Yes.
Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Where's the horn?
Thank
you. Everybody got a horn.
Thanks
for
having me.
Anybody got a horn?
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what I met with Chantel in Sacramento, Powerhouse, really working along the lines of supporting our youth, building housing, mental health, everything, advocacy right here in California. So she's a powerhouse. So tell us a little bit about Hip Hop TV and let our listening audience know who you are and how we can support.
Hip Hop TV is a platform for everything that is hip hop. It started by Sean Granberry and Shakira Stewart. It's a platform for everything hip-hop. We do a lot of events. We do a lot of social media training for youth that are free. We have transitional housing. We have a nonprofit called Support Oakland Artists, which helps artists to train them to be entrepreneurs, youth to upload and up. Engrade themselves so they get to learn the professional skills and the things that it takes to be entrepreneurs and be successful. And then we also partner them with organizations. We hire them. We bridge to them. We don't just leave them out there. I'm a mental health therapist, so I'm all mental health every day. I see how hip hop initially started as a peace initiative, and then now it's being used to degrade and denigrate our community. And we are trying to reclaim hip-hop to say, no, this is our stories about ourselves and our truth and our reality and from our voices, and trying to reclaim that for ourselves. So, yes, we do events. We do a lot of things to give back to the community, and we love being able to be around Black people and people of color, but Black people for the most part, and is supporting y'all. Thank y'all for having us.
Absolutely.
Black power.
And we
Black power. Great job.
And absolutely. Yes. So if you log on to hiphoptv.com, where can they find you and support the cause?
It's hiphoptv.com. You got it. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on pretty much all social media. Drop your content on our website, hiphoptv.com, so we can see what you're doing and where you're at.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank
right.
you. Yes, power to the people, y'all. Have a wonderful day.
I am a
all
Black
right.
revolutionary.
Thank you.
Thank
right.
you.
Well, this is what it's all about. Great organizations that we connected with, and they are doing the work, and we definitely need to expand the resources and support each other. I think our Minister of Education, Dr. Umar Johnson, said it best, that hip-hop and our music is one of the biggest assets that have created wealth for everyone else but us. So we need to claim back the little things that they took, get our music
yeah.
rights and hip-hop, and get everything back. And that's what it's all
yes.
about. That's part of our reparations. Give it all
yes,
back.
Yes.
When you cut the check, you give us all our money, everything.
Give us all back. Black
power.
Right.
Black power, black power.
That's it. Black power.
Black power, black power. Black power. Thank you so
every
much.
Every musician should own their masters yeah. also. Every musician should own their masters.
That's right. That's right. We're looking
right.
at the same for Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole had the most velvet voice, and we know what the crackers did to him. They beat him to death in his own hometown in Alabama, in Birmingham. He sung the beautiful velvet voice, and it was so beautiful that the white girl, I think she symbolically wrang out her wet panties and threw him on the stage to Nat King Cole, and the white men gathered up to beat him with wood and pipe and everything they could beat him to death with, and just beat him to a pulp. This was horrible what was done to Nat King Cole, and we must never let him forget. We get all the reparations for Nat King Cole. If they just paid us on the reparations for Nat King Cole, it would damn near pay the bill for reparations. I'm telling you, for the money that you're asking, just what the debt that they owe on Nat King Cole would damn near pay that off. Don't you know that Katherine Jackson put in a lawsuit for $40 billion? And in a nail cracker buck, they knew the dirt they did to Michael Jackson. Ain't no cracker buck on that when she said $40 billion. Y'all better wake it up, shake it up. And then they let somebody double back and say, try to say he was a pedophile. Michael Jackson is father of his children. Michael Jackson had claimed his Shahada and said, that's one of the reasons they went on the backside of Michael Jackson. And I'm just saying to tell you, there's Joe Jackson, let him die in his urine. Oh, brother and sister, just what they owe Joe Jackson. Oh, you better wake it up, Black Power, and get on some real page with some real legal teams, right, that's going after real reparations on what they owe us for real. I'm going to land there and keep the mics open for the next half hour. Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, and cut the check.
Cut that goddamn.
And as far as those masters go, that's another way they rip you off. They have you go in the studio and stay in there for hours just to tell you the master belonged to them. So there's been a couple of studios that have been fired by me on behalf of my band because we rather go ahead and get that big reel-to-reel and do it ourselves. And the only reason we really ain't out there is because I ain't trust Hollywood, and I still don't. I'm glad I didn't, because I would rather be a Black revolutionary than a slave to none. That's what we say, a slave to none, you know? because that's what they make you, a slave to them. They own your masters. They own your copyrights. They own every damn thing. So I own my own masters. I own my own copyrights, and I'm still writing. So they can keep that garbage that I wrote a long time ago, because I'm writing revolutionary raps right now as we speak, every damn day almost, whenever I feel like it. Black power. I land my plane on that.
Black power.
Right. Hey, sister, that's Palm Springs. Palm Springs is getting the reparations, but that's black and brown people, so that's a good thing. Because if you give it to the Mexicans, we damn sure will get out. I feel bad.
That's right. So,
healing back and healing back. And that's why they get rid of a lot of musicians and artists that are so big. You wonder, why would a person get rid of that person? They're making them money. You know why? Because they're going to make more money off of their masters when they're gone. They get all the money. They don't have to pay them nothing. And that little drop in the bucket they want to pay the musicians is not worth it. If a musician's going to take 20% and give, oh, boy, you got to pay the, I've looked into it. You got to pay Constitution Hall, VAR Center. You got to pay the lighting man. You got to pay the sound man. You got to pay the producers. And by the time you're done, you're lucky if you get 10%. So we have to open our own venues to our own artists, and that's how it's going to really pop off for our people. Otherwise, we're still going to have struggling artists that are out here broke damn near. Red Fox, I believe he died, you know, semi-broke, you know, which is no way in the world the biggest, best comedian that ever lived should go away from the earth broke. It's just no way. So they had to been ripping him off the whole time, and that's what they do to our people. So stay woke and stay dangerous. Black power.
Well, that's precisely why. Black power, that's precisely why we have to have our own institutions, our own media companies. As we said before, owning the masters. What is a master? It's derivative from chattel slavery, from slave master. It transferred into music industry. So when somebody owns your masters, they are basically owning you. We didn't create the system. The system was already created. So if we really want self-determination, We must create our own everything. Now, I like Dr. Claude Anderson, very interesting. I've been studying him for years, listening to his work. But ultimately, when you listen to Dr. Claude Anderson, he gives us an ultimatum that's depressing. That's why it doesn't really resonate with the young people nowadays. He tells us, you know, the steps of how to be liberated. I mean, he doesn't tell us the steps of how to be liberated. He just tells you what is happening right now. So if you read the book Black Labor, White Wealth, it tells you ultimately you have to pay a politician to get to where you get to. Now, he was somebody that actually worked for the U.S. Department of Education back in his day, so he was connected. You could say he was an informal politician, so to speak. And he knows the inside scoop. And this is a message that we don't want our elders to continue to peddle. How this government was created is a shame, but to state that we got to pay these politicians, which we know is true. Every politician is bought and paid for. But because it is, Black family, I need you to chime in for me. Because it is it right? Do we have to continue to live under that? Under that? Talk to me, Black family. What is it?
Hell
huh? No. Hell to the no. That's right. That's right. So Dr. Claude Anderson, before he leaves this earth, we need to have a chime and a sit down. He needs to be on Black Power Radio to explain himself on why he's not leaving a legacy for the young people to run with. He got a platform. He's in the, he understands behind the scenes what happened. So this is why we need to use examples like that to explain to our young people that this is not how it is. That's why people are depressed. They really think that this is how it's going to be, that they determine that this is how we have to live. But it's absolutely not. We want you, if anything, on a 2024 election ballot, put your name in. We want you to be president. You understand? That's how we want to empower you right here on Black Power Radio. We're not sitting here and accepting the okie doke anymore. Right now, there's a new season, new message. People are waking up. It's reparations now or no black vote ever, period. And if you are one of them Uncle Tom Sambos, Stephen from Django, that planning on discouraging every type of revolutionary move that people in your community are trying to do, you got to go. You got to go. So with that being said, let the message be here, clear, no reparations 2023, no black vote 2024. Peace and black power.
Peace and black power. We need to say that together. No reparations
in 2023.
No black vote 2024. Come on, let's follow that piece. No reparations in 2023. No black vote in 2024. No black vote in 2024. You got to wake it up. How are we going to take it?
No reparations, no vote ever.
When do we want it? Now. How are we going to take it? By any means necessary. You must take it through your demands, your appeals, and some of them physically you got to rough that shit off. I'm telling you what the deal is, brothers and sisters. We're not coming with anything solved for these reparations. Just cut the goddamn shit. All the chitter and the chatter that goddamn it don't matter. Just cut the goddamn check, Mitch McConnell. Check. Cut the goddamn check, Lindsey Graham. Cut the goddamn check, old wooden tooth, Jesse James Clyburn. Cut the goddamn check, old Muttersworth of North Carolina. Cut the goddamn check, Eleanor Holmes, Norton of Washington. Cut the goddamn check, Sheila Jackson Lee. Cut the goddamn check. Well, what water is this? Maxine fucking Waters. Cut that goddamn check. And stop bullshitting with the people's goddamn integrity with our goddamn reparations and with our freedom, justice, equality. Stop bullshitting with the mission of the Honorable Adam Clayton Powell. All of y'all, stop bullshitting on the mission of Frederick Douglass. He didn't go on nothing, so he took that goddamn whip and he whipped his skin off of his slave master. You must get up today in the spirit of Barbara Jordan, huh? Get up today in the spirit of Fannie Lou Hamer. Get up today in the spirit of put your dead ass to rest because you're half alive, but goddamn it, you're half dead on your social political mission. Don't let them go ahead and walk away. They haven't been doing not one thing for them. They didn't do one thing for the bill of Dr. King. Stevie Wonder did that shit by himself. I don't give a damn but no cracker named Uncle Sam and no cracker named Jesse James Clyburn. Oh, messy. Oh, my. Oh, Buttersworth. Oh, with two Buttersworth. You can't sell me what they call that hog head cheese today. You can't sell me a barrel packed full of politics. You must come clean today. You must come 360 with the real mission of the people. You got to get on, we the people. Get the hell away from the cracker if you can't do nothing else. If you don't do nothing else, at least abandon the goddamn cracker. Oh, we're not here to push your foot and tiptoe through the fucking tulips with your ass. Not today. You either get on the revolution or get the hell away from us. Because we got some dangerous men in our squad. I'm just here to tell you, that don't play around. And they don't mind putting you down like Harriet Tubman promised you this shit. But goddamn it, we the mission that deliver this shit. Oh, we're not the bullshitters. We the real shit where the rubber meets the goddamn road. So you can come playing with us, huh? Acid to acid and dust to dust, huh? Put you on your backside, and that you can trust, huh? So don't play with it today, brother and sister. Let's go on a real mission. Let's get these reparations done. Freedom, reparations won't wait. Hell no, I won't wait. That's what Dr. King told you about that, huh? Now, our freedom can't wait. Our reparations can't wait. Huh? We got to bring this full circle today, so. We thank you for your time and that on Black Power Radio. Anybody got open mic that can get to it, Black Power?
Black Power? Yes, always, as Brother Sankor says.
At least the chief of staff.
And tomorrow night for
Sankor's
Black.
Get that chief of staff
his,
to that Black Power.
Sir. Stay tuned for his show tomorrow, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, where he's going to continue keeping it black and strong black military to black
Chris
his call.
Went to his back door. He's going to come back to that mic when you hear that reparation call.
Yes, sir. And for those that might have missed Brother Shankori's phone number, that's tomorrow night. That's 9 p.m. Eastern, and I believe that's 6. Well, that is 6 p.m. on the West Coast, and that number is 516-418-5996. Again, that's 516-418-5996, and as our Brother Big Doc, I call him Big Doc. He's a big guy. Afatunde, Brother Afatunde say it one more time, 516-418-5996. But let us get to August 17th. To the honorable, well, you tell him, Chief. We got to be in New York, August 17th, Marcus Mosiah Garvey Day, as we always do, giant celebration in Harlem. So be there. Don't meet us there. Beat us there. take out of our national chairman's book. Don't meet us there. Beat us there. And make sure I got the gas money to get there by hitting $77 Baker Street. Well, I shouldn't say I should say we. It's always a we, you know. We got a few tolls that we got to go through when we get to New York. And food is expensive there, and I don't trust it worth a damn. That's why we always, usually, we have our sister comrade Melody and Queen Mother Melody and Queen Mother Sister Yah Santawa always fixing up some good grub for us and for the people out there. You know, when you come to New York for Marcus Garvey Day on August 17th, don't worry about stopping at them damn greasy spoon places. We got the real soul food right up there where we're going to be at. So don't, like like he said, don't, who is it? Adam Clayton Powell, he said, don't lose your integrity and, you know, by letting it slip, you know. Because if they're going to give us their days off, we pay, make it a holiday. But then when it comes to our days, our people, nah, you're going to have to take off for this one. And when you take off of this one, you're not going to get no pay for this one unless you got some vacation days left. So that's where it comes to our people again. Without y'all, there is no us. I'm going to say it like Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad said it, damn it. Let me get up and say it right. What are we going to do? We're going to go to the the devil and say, please, Mr. Devil, can you help us get to New York on our day? Please, Mr. Devil, would you like to give us a contribution? Please, Mr. Devil, don't you care about us? Well, damn it, we already know that he don't. The only way we're going to get to this is through our people, hitting $77 Bakers. And I'm going to do a doc on it again, $77 Bakers. And like you always say, three times just to drive it on home for the FDMG Academy down there in Delaware, $77BAKERS, and make that in capital letters, and give from your heart. Don't give until it hurts. Just give until it helps. From a penny to a 20, Black Power, I'll land on that.
Black Power. Man, we got our spiritual advisors. We're going to get a word in for the blessed, to bless those reparations to grow and grow and grow until it's completely done. I don't know if Queen Mother Beverly is still there with us, and she's in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Let's see, is she still there? The Queen Mother Beverly, are you online? We're reaching out. She may have those. She's not there with us.
Queen Mother Beverly. We're reaching out one more. Anybody can reach out to her to give the closing prayer to get the spiritual advice on these reparations, et cetera. We're certainly reaching out to Queen Mother, and we got our Minister of Justice out there. She knows how to do it as well and bring that full circle. Are you there, Minister of Justice? There or not? Let's see. Got a rock of folk there.
She is our anointed. She is definitely our anointed one, that's for sure. All these things are our anointed ones, you know? Like you always say, we got how many black messiahs?
10,000 black messiahs. Yeah, there's going to be a lot more when these reparations come through in all these cities. It might be 100,000 black messiahs. Multiply 10,000 to get 100,000 black messiahs. Floodgates of us going back to our normal selves, just returning to our nature. It is the Al-Fitr of all time. Al-Fitr means to the nature of things. Returning to our nature. We have Eid al-Fitr on our own revolution. Return to our nature because we've been outside of our character for far too long. Now keeping it strong and keeping it in black power at this hour for black power. Black power, black power, black power.
Well, I love a prayer. I love a
big prayer.
I got a prayer. If they're not here, I got a prayer for them. Yes.
Trying to get one of them, capture one of those lines.
And while we're waiting on them, I do have a scripture for us, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead. Drop it like a sock. Drop it like a sock.
All right. When Yeshua was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he went to pray to the Father, and he says, "Would you please take this cup up out of my hands? I'm not sure if I'm ready for this, you know, but not my will be done, but your will be done." You know, and what they call him, the Son of Man. The Son of Man got to be here with the people for a little while. But he got to return, so he got to leave so that the Comforter can return. I just mixed two scriptures into one, but black to the other one. When he says, stay woke, just wait, pray and wait, and just stay woke, you know. See, I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm going up here to talk to my Father, and while I'm doing that with y'all, please keep watch. In other words, hold your post. Hold your post in a perfect manner. And take charge of all black Panther property in view is basically what he was saying. And when they came, and when he came back down after praying to the Father, must have been a pretty late. I don't know. Maybe it was around midnight or something, you know. And we get weary when we hit the road too, you know. But when we holding our post, we're going to hold our post. We're not going to sleep. We're going to stay woke. And that means woke in a spiritual connotation of it. To me, that's what it means to me. Stay woke. Don't be sleep at the wheel. You know, you got the national chairman. He's over there counting on you to just stay woke. So if you got to stay woke for 24 hours, stay woke for 24 hours. That's all I'm saying. So that's what Jesus said. Yahshua said, just stay woke. Black power.
Black power, black power. And a strong black revolution. At this hour.
Black power.
Go ahead.
There's our Minister of Justice. We need you to lead us out of here with a prayer.
Well, here we go. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this moment in time. We thank you for the spirit of revolution. We take not lightly for granted the efforts and the work and the mindset that you have given us, Father. We ask you moving forward to give us the protections and the guidance as we take down this opposition, Father, that you have commanded for us to step forth and show accountability to protect our people, to protect the children, the women, the most vulnerable. We ask you, Lord, to send us the resources to continue this effort, to send us the supplies that we need to make forth this mission complete. We ask you, Lord, right now for a mindset and focus, and no weapons formed against us shall prosper. For you have given us the strength and the mobility to carry on, and we know we can't do anything without you, Father God. We can't do anything without your
guidance and strength before us. So we want to praise you and give you all the glory and the praise. In the name of Yahweh, Yeshua, our Messiah, and to make sure to give you all the glory and the praise now and forever. And all the saints of the Lord say, Black Power.
And amen.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. Any announcements? We're going into New York on August the 17th. There's a couple of more announcements. I don't know them all, but I know you got something action-packed, and this reparation bound to pop off in another city very soon, and we're just going to keep it strong and black, and by all means, keep it revolutionary, brothers and sisters, because that's the only way we're going to be able to come out on the right side of this equation, is keep it strong, keep it black, and keep it revolutionary. Go ahead. Someone speaking the mic. Someone was speaking. Okay. Well, we thank you all, and thank everyone on Black Power Radio for continued support, for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Again, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, smartphone, dumb phone, on the Paranoid, the Android, and any other means of communication. We are the boldest, and we're the blackest, and we're the best that ever did it. And I thank you, brother and sister, tonight for this particular episode of Black Power Radio. But in all that we can say, all that has been said, oh, my, 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 our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it best.
Black Power.
Now that we found love.
My, cut that check right now, baby. That's what you got. We ain't gonna cut the check right now. Yeah.
Going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and his covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercial and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist action. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America. We are pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaner, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We study been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on his first. It ain't white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community, and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economic, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Fighting with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my head like stale blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you starve a lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Wet your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry's Ryan. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity say that bodies are a beam of light, that only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them like surgic disalamide. I decide what cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth.
God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I talked the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey post a smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. God. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Bobby, but you'll never get a sign. Chill Fred, but you'll never get a sign. Crips and blood, crips and dust. Nobody kill their brother. a nigga just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA, fed kids on the schools with the hate, chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, one go inside a run, tortured that woman in a cell, broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up, no more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city, building unity with gangs, they working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whip the chains, whip the chains. The American way, plays with the chains. Kill Bobby, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but she'll never get a stutter. Whip the chains, whip the chains. The American way, plays with the chains. Kill Sophie, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause none of uniforms human born that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody know, now they
want to
sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whip the chains, the American way, slaves, whip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whip the chains, the American way, slaves, whip the chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Love God.
Don't go and talk about my father.